fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows, and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers take down Appalachian State 87-56. John Tanjay and Stephen Crow each with 17 points. Max Klesman with 15. 10 apiece for Nolan Winters and Xavier Amos. Nolan Winter and Xavier Amos. So Winter with 8 rebounds and Amos with 6. Time now for Butchie's breakdown. What you got?
We'll start here. Wisconsin forced 18 turnovers. Of those 18 turnovers, 14 of those were steals. I thought John Tanjay played fantastic. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Did a little bit of everything for this team. And we were looking, kind of questioning who's going to take over that role, who's going to get others involved, rebounding the basketball at a high level. John, I thought, did a good job with that. The 28-3 run is where with separation came, and the App State just could never really get that thing going. And then I thought the last thing was points in the paint. You know, they doubled up Appalachian State, 48-24 points in the paint. We know that Wisconsin wants to shoot more threes. They were 8 of 28 from 3 today. We know they want to do that. However, you can't forget what you do well, too, or where you had the advantage at times.
Yeah.
They fed the ball in the post. They were able to get some easy buckets down there, created some more spacing, created some more opportunities. And so for me, that was one of those things that I was really impressed with, is they still realized, okay, we still need to find a way to get the ball into the paint. And then they scored at a high level.
17 of 22 at the rim here in this game.
But that was after a bad start.
Very bad start. Yeah, so they obviously picked it up in a big way. Wisconsin a winner, 87-56 over Appalachian State. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin 87, Appalachian State 56. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll check the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
And the Ad Council.
We continue with our postgame coverage. Wisconsin defeating Appalachian State here today, 87-56. Quick look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Remember at the half when Indiana was down 1 to Eastern Illinois? Never mind. Indiana 90, Eastern Illinois 55, holding on to less than 20 in the second half. Michigan leads Wake Forest at the break, 38-34. Other top 25 teams to play today. Indiana ranked 17th, by the way, for what rankings are worth. Here in November, number 6 Gonzaga will be at home against Arizona State, and number 15 Creighton later this afternoon will have the home floor against Fairleigh Dickinson. Week 1 of the books, man.
It's been a great week.
And, you know, here's the thing about this week in general, as far as college basketball, big picture wise, there's been a lot of upsets.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of mid majors that have come in and beaten teams. Now, Wisconsin hasn't allowed that to happen. They stayed focused. They've gotten better. And I think that's, to me, one of my biggest takeaways is, like, they've just had that workman's-like mentality every single game. They've played three of them in a week. Like, they haven't had that upset. They haven't had a team come in and do something that, you know, everyone's like, oh, wow. Because we've seen it throughout the landscape of college, you know, sports right now and athletics.
And so, with this Wisconsin team, too, because in two of the three games for sure, it was a very, very shaky start. The first day against Holy Cross and today. And, you know, Montana State, they hung in there, and Wisconsin got a little burst
just
toward
warm,
the end of the half.
Yep.
But it took a little time. And, you know, and I guess you could say the same thing about Indiana today, you know, down one at the half. But you see these teams that don't go into panic mode. There's some experience there. Even in the case of transfers, in a lot of cases, they played a lot of college basketball before,
exactly,
and that's a big help.
It is, and I think that's the thing. As much as we talk about, you know, college basketball, the one thing that I always believe in is experience. And Wisconsin has Max Klusman. They've got Big Steve. They've Nolan. Those minutes he played last year are important. So I think having guys that have been through the battles are so important.
Yep.
And that's what we've seen so far this first week.
All right. Wisconsin wins it here today over App State, 87-56. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Rolling on with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Appalachian State today, 87-56. We are joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. The school record for steals in a game is 17. You guys pushed it today. You had 14. And that work defending, Butchie was pointing this out, the work defensively kind of got things kickstarted again.
No doubt. It was that, and we were down 17-9 or 17-8.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Yep.
It was the defensive end. I think 15 straight stops in a row, excuse me. I mean, that was the maturity and the growth that excited me the most about today, was just watching us defensively start to understand and execute. I think they've always understood, but you got to go do it. And that turned the game. You know, those 15 possessions, we go from down 8 to up 15. And it's the tone that they set on that end, and we have to continue to grow defensively. I think we can score. You know, we got a lot of guys that can score, but it's the defensive end that I'm happy with the progress was made today.
When's the last time you guys have had 15 straight stops in a row?
I don't know. Maybe never.
Right? That to me was the crazy thing. Over you. So we've played a week, three games.
Right.
What have you learned about your team?
I think our toughness has grown. I think they've come to understand what Coach Gard is about in those huddles. I'm not the nice guy sometimes that they maybe saw in the past. It showed with the mentality that they have to play with the edge. I won't say what I said in the huddle a few times about how we have to continue to grow that end of the floor. But they did it. They responded to it. And I think they see it. You know, we were physical. We were into the ball, and we got. That's why they have 18 turnovers. It's nothing that we're just solid and always in the right places, and you know, in our physicality, I think, and we were good and better in the ball screens and the DHOs. I think we went to shocking more of them and hedging a little bit. Just kept Tate out of the paint. You know, a couple times they got the lob, we strung out too much east-west and some of those dribble handoffs, and it creates a pocket in behind you to lob to. And I think once we got that figured out and we're able to be more aggressive on the ball, it helped keep them out of rhythm, and then they obviously turned it over a few times too.
Do you guys chart deflections first of all?
Yes.
It's a number. Because I thought you guys were. We talked about it during the broadcast. I said, you know, I know, Matt, we don't have that number in front of us, but the deflections. I mean, there was hands everywhere.
Yeah.
And I know you talked about the lob, but early on in that game, like the guard, and I forgot who it might have been. Max had his hands nice and high, got the deflection. Yep. It looked like kind of that. Got them off center a little bit.
You guys were all over the place. Yeah, we were. We were a little scattered a little bit. We stuck on the first ball screen. John Blackwell got stuck on it, and it caused rotations. And, you know, just we got more aggressive, I think. And you know, Nolan got his hands on some of those, too. You talked
about
trying to throw that over a seven-footer is hard. And, we turned defense into offense, and we got good things going.
I didn't ask you before the game, but now that it's over, when I first saw this game was Sunday at 11 a.m., I know they got to play too,
right?
But I was going, ooh.
Yeah.
A little concerned about that.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't a cupcake. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, we know what this program has done in terms of, you know, in the past. So, yeah, I mean, we talked about that after in Montana State about how important this 11 a.m., because we'll have others. You know, we'll have some. I'm sure I haven't looked at the times of league games, but I'm sure we'll have early games, and you have to be able to play no matter what the clock says.
Yeah. Do you like throwing that in there just a little bit during the non-conference?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any choice on it. You know, there's a women's game this afternoon. I mean, it's kind of dictated by TV and just tell me when to show up, and I'll be here.
Speaking of which, the next game we'll look ahead, because there's a lot of things going on Friday night. You obviously have a very good Arizona team coming in, but, you know, some of the Final Four guys are going to get back. Honor and Bo Ryan, that's going to be a special night for those attendants.
It will be. It'll be, you know, I think it's a unique opportunity to have those guys back. Obviously, you have a vast majority of those guys played on both those teams, and then to have Coach in the house that night as well. So it'll be a special night, and we got our job to do in terms of coaches and players and making sure what happens in the 40 minutes here against a really, really good team. All I've seen is scores. I haven't started watching yet, but looks like they're a pretty good outfit.
Yeah, they've had no drama. Let's put it that way in the first couple of games. Appreciate it. Enjoy this one. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as the Badgers defeat Appalachian State 87-56. Butchie and I back to wrap it up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
Walsh's Ace is your LED lighting headquarters. LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work and increased road safety. LED lighting is more effective for school learning and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in all buildings, and on the street. Walsh's Ace can answer all your questions and help you with all your needs for LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to RAMC Help.
You know, that was, like you said, that was the poster child of what was going on. We're going to continue this discussion here with my dear friend Carlton Huffman here on The Rational Revolution. We'll be right back.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the...
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Such a good song. Oh, you're back here with the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We got my dear friend Carlton Huffman here. And we're talking about, obviously, the election, kind of the fallout. And, you know, I was having a conversation with one of my coworkers earlier today, actually. And we were talking about, these wedge issues, these non-issues. And he brought up, I tell you what, these schools are forcing our children to, with these transsexual issues and gay issues and da, 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 and they're forcing. And I said, you know what? Where are you hearing that? And he goes, that's just, I said, because he's like, that makes me furious. And I said, if there was a school that was forcing that on my children, I would be furious too. I would hate that because here's the thing, people in this campaign dehumanized trans people like I've never seen before. And I said to him, I said, do you know what it would be like to be that person? And he's like, no. I said, I don't either. I don't know what it would feel like to feel that I am not in the right, gender. That would suck to feel that way. I'm glad I don't have to feel that way. But I completely respect those people's rights to exist and to thrive, even though I don't understand what that's like, and I'm fortunate that I don't have to understand what that's like. I sympathize and I empathize with them because all they want to do is just live their lives. And here they're being kicked around like a political football. I think it's disgusting and it's wrong. And for this person to believe that into his deepest convictions, and this is happening in the schools, and this is why I vote, because that's not right. And it's like, you're right. That isn't right. But it's also not happening. So, Carlton Huffman, how do we get to that place where they think that this is rampant?
You have, and I mean, it was described even as far back as the 2004 election that we saw the rise of alternative media that started off like with Rush Limbaugh and Fox News, but has metastasized into a whole spider web of organizations and outlets. Steve Bannon's War Room is probably one of the more prominent ones, but they basically are very good at just painting a reality, an alternative reality that these people live in, and that they take it as gospel. And for people to be able to combat that, we have to meet these people where they are in terms of their everyday lives. And when you show that you have concern for their everyday lives and their betterment, that used to be the bread and butter of the Democrat Party.
Right.
Whenever it came to working people, but having compassion is not wrong. But I can sit here and say that the Republican Party and the right have definitely been able to paint the Democrat Party with a caricature as the party of coastal elites and the party of basically the college towns, and where a lot of these issues are discussed in an esoteric way without considering how those issues play in the real world. But Democrats have they've got a long time to think about this, but I don't tell people that you compromise on treating people with respect and dignity and compassion, because that's something that we should always aspire to do. But in terms of earning the trust of people who are naturally inclined to believe these hot button lies and garbage, you have to basically show them that you care about their everyday lives. You hear them and their concerns about inflation and the cost of living, which is, I mean, is a real issue.
Oh, yeah.
When you meet them there, that's whenever you can begin to establish trust, and they see you as someone who is not trying to basically change the world around them, in the sense that we want basically kids to be trans is the way it's presented.
Right, right. And so, you know, I guess kind of look at this overall, what do you think happened? How did we get to Donald Trump, 47th president?
So we have to look at it, and I mean, this might hurt some feelings, but we got to say it. Joe Biden was the man for the moment in 2020. He was not the man for the moment in 2024. And the simple fact of the matter is that he presented himself in 2020 as a transitional candidate, basically acknowledging the fact that he was going to be the oldest man ever elected to that office up until Donald Trump this past Tuesday. And his people lived in a bubble, thinking that we beat Trump once, therefore we could beat him again. And so he stayed in way beyond his warranty, and to the fact that it took a debate where the entire country saw what some of us were worried about but were willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. But reality was staring us right in the face, you could just sit there and see that there was no way that he was going to be able to win re-election and govern again for 4 years. And the fact that it took a month of pressure to get him to acknowledge that reality left Democrats sitting behind the eight ball. And the institutional media as a whole, and when I say that, I mean the New York Times, NBC, ABC, all these folks knew who Donald Trump was. And they saw what he did in the aftermath of the election of 2020. But basically, as soon as he left office and then started running again, they treated it as a normal presidential horse race, where this person's up in the polls, this person's down in the polls, this person is going to do this on X, Y, and Z issue, whereas Donald Trump just a week ago joked about members of the media getting shot.
Yeah.
And they treated him with normalcy for the bulk of the 3.5 years that he was not in the presidential race at the center of national attention. And because they normalized him, they are going to reap some tough benefits over these next 4 years, because there's only one candidate who's joked about taking away broadcast license, and that's Donald Trump. And now he has a pliant judiciary, and what we're looking at is possible united Republican control of Congress and Project 2025, where he has said that he is going to basically rip away civil service protections for federal employees. He is going to put people in place that are going to make the media's lives and all of our lives a lot more difficult for them being there.
Yeah, it's you don't even know where to start, you know, and to assume that this guy is a normal candidate is ridiculous, and it's not something that can be based in reality. You know, he's twice impeached. He stole national secrets. He and on. It's something that we can't take seriously, you know? I don't know really how else to say that. And then it is disappointing where, you know, the media just would go on like this is normal when one candidate gets mad when they get fact-checked at a debate and the other one does not. You know, this is not something that we can really look at with all sincerity.
Yeah, and the fact is that because they normalized him in terms of not saying that this man has trafficked in fascist rhetoric and basically said he wanted his generals to be like Hitler's generals, to basically salute and say yes, sir. The fact that the media just waited up until the last 2 months of the campaign, really, to start taking him more seriously and focusing.
Yeah, it's crazy
on what they said he was going to do. Also, the man who dined with Nick Quintet.
Yep, all right, we're gonna continue this here right after the break here with Carlton Huffman.
News from the center, WRCE. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Wildfires burning on both coasts, but there's encouraging news in California where conditions are improving for firefighters in Ventura County. The mountain fire is 21% contained. Andrew Dowd of the Ventura County Fire Department.
Although fire activity has decreased in the most heavily impacted areas, our firefighters continue to be out in the community, helping and supporting our residents through this incredibly difficult time.
ABC News has now projected that Donald Trump won the last battleground state of Arizona with his 11 electoral votes. It means Trump swept all seven of the battleground states. Tuskegee University confirms a fatal shooting on campus early this morning, leaving one non-university individual dead and several others, including students, injured. The scene secured today. There have been no arrests. Russia has reportedly assembled a force of 50,000 soldiers, including North Korean troops, to launch an offensive aimed at retaking territory in the Kursk region of Ukraine. That according to U.S. and Ukrainian officials. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A bye week for football fans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No football this weekend in Wisconsin. Both the Badgers and the Packers have a bye week. Up next, Wisconsin hosts number one ranked Oregon. Head coach Luke Fickell on the Badgers' strategy.
You know, the whole idea of get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. Make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
The Packers making a surprise move this week, trading veteran Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh round pick. And it turns out Smith requested the trade. He explained why.
We switched to a 4-3 due to the new coordinator, but to be honest, a few weeks ago I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like I wasn't surprised when I got the call. I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates. I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's now Steelers linebacker Preston Smith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds, areas of fog, and some showers and storms around the area today. Highs in the mid-50s, a west wind developing. For tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Lows will drop to the lower 40s. We'll see plentiful sunshine on Veterans Day. Right now, it's 54.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We sang every song that Javi knew.
another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free.
Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. Mark Becker here with my dear friend Carlton Huffman. We're talking about you know, the election and all the fallout and all this. And I guess now, you know, I think this is going to be autopsied for generation. I really believe that, because, you know, there's so much to what you were saying about Joe Biden staying around. I mean, the questions started when he was inaugurated. Are you going to do it again? And then he started, you know, you could see kind of the deterioration. He was looking older. He was already old, but, and then it got louder and louder. And then they had that infamous debate, and it's like, you can't do this. And so Kamala Harris had that impossible task of running. I think she did an incredible job. She did everything she possibly could. And I think she would have made a remarkable president. Does she run again?
To be determined on that one. I mean, and this is something I have heard said in a few forums, and this is probably a depressing one. I mean, I try not to traffic in just like dark and just like not fun places, but the Democrat Party will probably not nominate another woman for a good while now.
That's terrible.
I've had several conversations with, like, dear friends, and, I mean, a lot of the women that in my life, they're hurting in a profound way.
Yeah, and that's justified.
This is twice now. This is twice now that America, whether you like Hillary Clinton, and she was not my cup of tea, but I can sit here and say whether you agreed with her or not, you had two very qualified women going up against somebody who – a self-admitted sexual assaulter, someone who was adjudicated as a rapist by a New York court. And this is probably one of the things that just sums it up very succinctly. The only thing that voters seem to hate worse than a rapist is a woman. And that's why. I mean, does she have the right and ability to run again? Absolutely. Did she run as good a race as anybody could have asked her for under the circumstances? Absolutely. She won the debate. She raised $1 billion. She basically turned the fortunes of the campaign from certain defeat to what looked like it was going to be possible, and still lost. Yeah. And that's just something that the Democrat Party is going to just have to deal with. And I just hate to say that for a lot of the girls and women in the country, because they are questioning their role and their place in society right now. Whenever. Yeah. You have Roe versus Wade overturned, and I mean, I'm pro-life, but when you sit here and see these cases of women being denied care who wanted those babies, and they're denied care to the point that they almost bleed to death, and despite all of those facts, Trump still won.
Well, and then the party of no government overreach, get the government out of my life, has this plan where the government gets access to women's health records. What is more invasive? What is more intrusive? And like, and what's wild is like the people don't see that. They don't understand that.
And I would sit there and say, it is a through line that runs through just like the right wing in America since the post-World War II period. And that I say that, I mean, there was a tradition that did truly believe in limited government, like almost small L libertarian thought. But then there was another wing. And it was whenever they said states' rights, it was basically saying the federal government needs to let us keep our segregation law or any discriminatory law in place. And so that through line is just continued. And now it is basically they're going to use the federal government to basically go after their enemies and who their supporters think are the people who are the other. And that's a tough one. I mean, we've seen it in other places around the world where other peoples have overcome it. But we have to start thinking like that now. We have to start thinking like Poland. We have to start thinking like Chile under Pinochet, that we are going to, or, and thinking like the black civil rights folks did in the American South in the 1950s and 60s, that we have a government that is at best ambivalent towards us, if not hostile. And we're going to have to, we're going to have to use every nonviolent tool in the toolbox to push back and to hopefully get our name. Get those freedoms secured and make sure that they cannot be threatened in this way ever again.
It's so disappointing to talk about that stuff and know that we're talking about the United States of America. You know, like, it's just so discouraging.
We have always, we've borne a charmed life in this country. Yeah. I mean, and I know so much of the history has been sanitized, and we've only recently been able to come to terms with it, like the racism persistent. I mean, we live in a country where black voters have only had that franchise uninhibited in a manner for 60 years.
Yeah.
In a 250-year-old country.
My parents were alive. My parents were alive when my wife and I got the right to marry each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're looking at it now, where the logic and the legal basis for how those cases were decided is being questioned by people like Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito. And I said I'm not trying to depress people. We have seen people like Gandhi. We saw people like Martin Luther King use nonviolence to take on, in Gandhi's case, the most powerful country in the world at the time, and win their freedom and their sovereignty. And Martin Luther King was able to use nonviolence to, in 13 years, shift the country further on civil rights than it had since the original landing of slaves at Jamestown in 1619.
Yeah.
It's possible. But we have to really, just remember, America is never, I mean, we are special, but we are not immune to the populist forces that have engulfed other democracies around the world and taking them down dark paths. I think that there's still enough in our DNA that we can turn it around, but it got a lot harder on Tuesday. And we also just assumed certain things about our fellow Americans in terms of their respect for the constitutional rights of everybody, that those assumptions were proved wrong on Tuesday. That does not mean that we call them evil. We do not attack other voters. But we do have to attack injustice, and that time's coming on January 20th.
Yeah, we're talking with Carlton Huffman here. And at least he only wants to be a dictator on day one. Maybe day two he'll put that away. But like, so what is he? What's next for this? What is he going to do?
This is once again black pill prediction. I believe that the January 6th insurrectionists will have a place of honor at some of the inaugural festivities on day one.
That's sick.
You will also, and you've also seen too, just the other day, his chief campaign spokeswoman said the mass deportations are coming. You are going to see people who, regardless of how long they've been in this country, whether they are law-abiding, productive members of society, because of their immigration status, you're going to see at minimum thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people rounded up. And we're going to see this in the United States of America. Like, you look at the stock market, private prison facilities saw their stocks go up dramatically because they figured to cash in on what is going to be probably the largest deportation operation in American history.
That's not okay.
It's not. It absolutely is not. And that's just the thing is, Donald Trump told us what he was going to do,
and people were like, "Yeah,
the country still voted for him anyway." And that's, once again, they can sit there and sanitize that vote by sitting there saying, dissatisfied with the economy, dissatisfied with what the Democrats feel about LGBTQ issues or how we feel about guns. But at the end of the day, you don't just get to vote on those one issues. You get the whole package of who Trump and Trumpism is. And like I said, the majority of the voters on Tuesday voted for that. And we're all going to get to deal with it. But so, at the same time, I don't want to say despair, but just be ready to take action. Be ready to take nonviolent peaceful protests.
What happens politically now? Because the Republican Party is the party of Trump. It's gone. It's
for the rest of our lifetimes.
For the rest of our lifetimes. So does another one come to fruition? You know, the Democratic Party, they have to. I think the worst thing that they could freaking ever possibly do is go further to the left. That would be just as not. It wouldn't be just as bad. I shouldn't say that because that's not. But I think it would be just as bad politically. You would have not very good results whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the entire reason that the Democrats almost lost the 2020 election and lost this election was because culturally they were branded as the party of the squad and AOC.
They have to be the party of the blue dogs now. They have to be.
Yes, I was listening to commentary earlier today where you have the Bernie Bros, Justice Democrats, basically saying, you can't go more to the right. You can't go more to the center.
You have to
go with us. And that's like they just do not understand. The rest of the country sees the Democrats as a bunch of Bernie Bros and Justice Democrats.
If that were the case, if they had to go further to the left, there would be more people way on the far left than just the squad and Bernie Sanders. And there's not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you had two squad members who lost their primary.
Right.
This last time around.
Right.
So the squad is smaller, but at the end of the day, the actions of that wing of the party and the rhetoric is seized upon with glee by Fox News, by talk radio, and those other alternative conservative media outlets, and they use it as a sledgehammer to hammer the rest of the Democrat Party as a whole, regardless of where they fall on the spectrum. And that was unfortunately what happened to Kamala Harris. She got branded as that to the point where I have people in my hometown literally calling her the Antichrist.
Oh, my God. Which is like, you know, and what's just so funny is, you know, I guarantee you Kamala Harris knows more about that Bible than Donald Trump ever has. I guarantee you she spent more time in a church than he ever has. And then you talk about these right-wing bubble media people talking about how he's the second coming of God. He was appointed by God. All these crazy, whack-ass things. You know, it's just, it's nonsensical.
And it's one thing, I was on a prayer call with Senator Warnock, who also continues to serve as the minister for Martin Luther King Jr.'s home church there in Atlanta. And, I mean, he just sit there and said this, as a minister of the gospel, he does not understand how people who claim to believe in Christ vote for people who act nothing like Christ.
Right.
But that is the power of just, like, idolatry within the church to where they see politics as the end goal, not Christianity as the end goal.
Right. Right. Jesus would come down, and I know where he would stand politically, and it's not in the party of, you know, the pea grabber in chief. Like, it's not. That's you're kidding yourselves if that's what you truly believe.
Yeah, you look at just how Trump acts and just what he teaches his supporters to act like, basically to be the worst versions of themselves.
Right. And I want to wrap it up here with my friend Carlton. I hope, you know, I think this program, I think these conversations ever since Tuesday become more important. And I want you to be part of these, you know, because people need to understand what we can do to take action, to get better. So Carlton, I hope that we can continue these as well, because this is important stuff.
Absolutely, my friend. I mean, tell you, like I tell the rest of your listeners, keep the faith. It's going to be rough, but it has been overcome before, and I believe that we can overcome it here.
Hey, as Joe Biden says, don't keep the faith, spread it. Thank you, Carlton. We'll be back right after the break.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, that was that. Many thanks to dear friend Carlton Huffman for coming and kind of, you know, having a little therapy sesh there. I hope this is a therapy session for you guys, and I think we're going to need a lot of these here as we go. I do want to say a couple thank yous. I want to thank everybody at Civic Media. Amanda's the best producer known to man. Todd the God, who has been wonderful. Without these people doing what they do behind the microphone, none of this would have been possible. We talked to Tammy Baldwin. We've talked to Ahmaud Rivera. We've talked to people up and down the ballot, national figures, local figures, and it's all because of the people that make me sound relatively decent. And so it's so many thanks to them, to Civic Media, for allowing this to exist. I also want to say congratulations to Ahmaud Rivera, to Jamie Wall, who came on the program. I want to say congratulations to Tammy Baldwin. She is a warrior. And then another congratulations to our dear friend, Senator Chris Alfheim. Holy cow. We talked about, she's going to be having a regular segment here on this show where we talk about what's going on in Madison. So that's going to be super exciting. And I'm thrilled and grateful that she's going to spend some time with us. I also, dear friend, Kristen Lyerly, who ran the campaign of her life. And I am so proud to know who she is. I'm so proud to call her my friend. And I hope she's not done. I really, really hope she's not done. You know, this district is not one that is kind to someone on that side of the aisle. And I hope she gives it another go, because she's one of the good ones. I want to say something. We kind of talked a little bit about this with Carlton, and this is the second week in a row I have no notes. So this is all, I'm just rolling with it, baby. So often, you know, people will tell you what you can and can't think or believe or anything like that. So, for example, many people have said this to me since the election. People have, like, called me about it. People have texted and messaged and commented on Facebook. People have said this to my wife. People came out of their way to, you know, someone that my wife hasn't talked to in almost 20 years and said, hey, you know what? I'm really disappointed that you're taking this opinion and these beliefs and you're letting it control what you think to others. You know, I think she posted, if this is what you believe, that's a red line. I don't want to associate with you. And people, I'm so disappointed that you would say that. And, you know, here's the thing. We knew who this guy was for 8 years. And I'm proud to be on the right side of history the whole damn time. And we talked about, hey, you know what? This guy who was responsible for the Muslim ban, this guy who said Nazis and like Nazis, you know, are fine people. And then in the six times where he had the opportunity to walk it back, he doubled down on it. That guy who stripped rights away from gay people and women at a rate like not seen in 100 years, that guy who was responsible for dangerous rhetoric towards Asian Americans during COVID. That guy who was impeached twice, convicted of dozens of felonies. When he left, stole national secrets. And oh, by the way, before he left, tried to insurrect and do a coup. That guy. That we said, you know, anybody but that guy. When he left office, anybody but that guy. Nikki Haley, anyway, whatever. Just not that guy. Because the things that he's going to do, the things that he stood for, the things that he says and does makes life difficult for a lot of people. Just not that guy. And then he said he's running again. And we said, no, not that guy. Well, then he won the nomination. And so then it got a little bit louder. Not that guy. And now he won the election. And people are a little frustrated. And so, you know, you don't get to tell me what we get to feel. You don't get to tell anybody what they feel. Because my wife, who is like my North Star, if someone is going to threaten her, make her life more difficult, not only because she's a woman, but because she is a person of color. Look, what you did was in the 8 years where we said, not that guy. And on Tuesday, when you pulled the lever for that guy, you said all of that stuff was something that you could overlook. Well, I can't. And I won't. And so if you can see and look past all of the hatred, all of the bigotry, all of the racism, all of like, you don't get to tell my wife what to feel. You don't get to tell my brother who is gay. You don't get to take that from him. You don't get to tell women what they can and can't do. You don't get to tell people how they should be feeling when the person who is responsible for this hatred and bigotry and racism is now sitting in the Oval Office because you put him there. You don't get to tell people to get over it and get in line. I hope we are at a point one day in the future where we can sit down and have a reasonable discussion about these policies, because that's what I've done all of my time in politics. I've been that guy to sit down at a table with anybody. I'll do that once more, but I don't want to do that right now because there's way too much at stake, and we have to now fight that guy because of you. Guys, don't let people take that from you. Don't let people take that from you. All right? As the vice president says, it is only in the dark where we get to see the stars. We'll see you next week.
Keep on running, cause a winner don't quit on themselves.
News from the center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish-Sinikin, Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.